Fat Guy Radio Show, the funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
Hey, everybody, it's your boy Corey Blaze here. Before we dive into the meat and potatoes of this show, I want to invite you to go over to fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. You will find all of the sponsors in one easy-to-shop location. Everything you need, I guarantee you, we have a sponsor just for you. And special deals that are exclusive to Fat Guy Radio Show listeners. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. I am your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the guy who installs screen doors on submarines.
What?
Submarines.
Yes, thank you very
much.
Isn't
that a sandwich?
No, that's one of those things that goes scoop down. Boom, boom,
boom, bloop, boom. Never heard of it.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Oh, yes, I have. I'm lying. The Beatles talked about it.
The Beatles?
Yeah, they had a yellow one.
I see what you did there.
Trying to start it off too early.
It's not like the opening of the show has got anything corny set up to it. No, that's definitely not what we're doing.
Definitely not what we're doing.
No, because...
Hey, Liv, can you give me some headphones, please?
We're professionals as well.
Exactly.
Well, we are professionals, and there is this new thing that we have been trying to get to. Don't know why I'm holding the table like this, but I'm holding the table
perfect.
Like this.
Like this?
Yes. Want to thank everybody that sent me direct messages telling me how much I need to shave. I will never post up another Instagram video when I am unkempt.
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 So they don't like you with the beard.
They don't like me looking raggedy and homeless. And Mata Martha was like, you look messed up from the floor up and everything else.
I got that same thing today. I posted a video shouting out Fat Guy Radio Show on my Snapchat. And everyone was like, what is on your head? When are you cutting your hair?
It's ridiculous.
And then I come to the studio and I get it from you.
No, I didn't. No, you, I didn't
oh,
say it.
What are you doing with your hair? This is a perfect time to go for the mohawk.
No, I thought you were growing it out to gear up for the faux hawk to come back because I loved it with when I first met you. You had a faux hawk.
I did.
So I was trying to take us back. I was trying to go back to those days.
Baby, come back.
You can make it up.
You can blame it all on me.
I was wrong, but I just can't
live without you.
I need a moment. Hold on a minute. Madamu, what to do? Off the Twitter.
Hey, girl.
Okay, from now on, you have to follow it up with a hey, girl.
Okay.
All right, you got to do it. All right, let's try it again one more time. Madamu, what to do? Off the Twitter.
Hey, girl.
There you go. Now, we now call our fans, listeners of the show.
Yes.
Fatnatics.
Fatnatics, the fattest.
The fattest of the Fatnatics, the friends of the Fatnatics, the Natics of the fat, Fatnatics of the fat, the people that really engage and enjoy this show. The people that download this show, put their device in their pants, and then hump this show into submission. Those are the type of people that we classify as the Fatnatics.
Yes.
You little passerbyers that find this show on iTunes and you listen to the first 15 minutes and then you bounce. Bounce, bitch. We don't need you. We want the people that stick around.
Stick around.
I'm kidding. It's the first 15 minutes of the show. Please.
We need you
stay,
all.
Stay.
We love you.
We love
you. Sorry. If you listen to two shows, you are honorary Fatnatic.
You are honorary Fatnatic.
If you listen
you really
to five
are.
Show, you're a Fatnatic in training.
Yes, you are. And if you've been listening for as long as Lady K has been listening, you have a lot of catching up to do because she's been listening since I was 5 years old.
Yes.
But.
Yes.
From now on, a new thing on the show we debut because we love coming up with new concepts.
Mm-hmm.
The show is ever evolving.
We didn't rehearse that.
That wasn't real. This is not scripted. Wait, page four. The
bed two.
Ever evolving show.
Mm-hmm.
DT, do you remember Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Do I ever.
Okay, now this is where we're going to learn that our producer really has a black soul. Lip, do
nope.
you? Lip had no childhood.
None.
You really didn't know. You didn't.
I was into picking my nose.
Hey, do you remember Lawrence Fishburne
yes.
was on Pee-wee's Playhouse.
He was.
He was the cowboy.
Yeah, a lot of stars that weren't stars back then mm-hmm. or who were big stars now were on Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Well, we got some catching up to do.
Yes, I don't even know where you can watch it.
You might want to start by buying a TV, Lip.
Yeah.
I have a TV.
No, you don't.
No, that's a toaster oven.
That's a really
close enough to a TV.
That's
right?
not a TV in your living room. That's a really shiny end table.
Mm-hmm. That's the microwave.
It's the microwave, Lip. TV doesn't always give you food at the end of the show.
Yeah, your wife doesn't watch TV all the time. She's in the oven.
Oh, they can't hear us on Facebook.
Oh, uh-oh. That is my fault. Hold up. You got the remote?
What are we doing?
Mute.
There you go. Okay, there we go. All right, don't worry about this part, folks.
All right.
We will fix it.
Hey, Terrence, Ryan, can you hear me now?
I will send him
off the Facebook.
I will send him a direct tweet right now and tell him to get his little Australian ass back to the Facebook. All right.
Okay.
Sorry about that. So, Lip.
Sorry about that.
So, please educate Lip on what that is not a TV that is not in his living room.
That is not a TV in your living room. That's your wife in the oven. That is your wife at the fridge. Toaster oven.
Toaster oven.
Yes. She is making toast in the toaster oven, the broiler setting.
The broiler
setting.
The broiler?
Yes. Broiler. Terrence Ryan can hear us. Thank you off the Facebook. Sorry about that. That was my
Thanks
slip.
Thanks for letting us know.
I will take all responsibility for that. The intern's not here tonight, so
I'll deal with him after the show. Terry, thank you. I apologize for his screw
not
up.
Again.
You know why? Because Terry is a fatnatic.
Yes, he is.
From the down under.
Yes.
And it was so funny. We were all over the place at the opening of the show. We really had something else planned to do, but Lip's childhood sucks.
Yeah.
And his inability to have any technical advances in his life were all taken away from him the moment the doctor said, it's a girl.
Yep.
Or I'm sorry, the moment that the stick had two blue lines on it. Sorry,
Ooh.
Lip. Everything Ooh. Bad that happens in your life is now based off the fact that you got married and you had a kid.
That hurt.
Yeah.
That doesn't.
Just a little.
I spoiled that little jalapeno. We don't have time to counsel this. Terry can hear us on Facebook.
Well,
now.
Good. Thank you for advising us that our thing is broken.
Yeah. The Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Yes.
There was something significant that always popped out to me that I love to do, that every time something happened on the show, I would be able to flail my hands and scream out loud is when they said the magic word.
The magic mother loving word.
So from this point forward, Fat Guy Radio Show will have a magic word.
What is our magic word?
And the magic word is Fatnatics. So, this is the stupidest show I have ever been a part of.
At least you're not watching it like a fatnatic.
There's Pee-wee's voice at the end of there. All right, let's not say it and just hear the bit. Here we go. it's that end part. So thank you to Mata Martha, who is a fatnatic.
See, isn't that as funny to Lip, because he's never seen the show.
Lip has his soul.
It's very dark.
He has a heart and he wants to paint it black.
But don't worry about it, Lip, because we know that you are Papa Fatnatic. Am I the only one that's just listening for that final giggle?
I think so.
That final touch myself in a movie theater by myself while kids are two rows away giggle. Am I that?
Yeah. Tell them Large Marge sent you.
And then, of course, we got Lady K, who is the ultimate P1 fatnatic. Yeah! That's going to be my favorite.
I don't even know the actor's name of who played Pee-wee Herman.
God darn it. What was his name? Paul something.
All I know is I just see him and I'm like, Pee-wee Herman. Even when he played in Matilda. I was like, oh, that's Pee-wee Herman.
Yeah, he is synonymous for Pee-wee Herman, and he can't get any other work. And, you know, it had nothing to do with the fact that he was touching himself in the movie theater. It's Paul something.
I'm pulling it up right now,
but I can't remember it.
Paul Rubin.
See, that's why I couldn't remember his name, because he's got two first names for his first and last name.
You know what? I want to get a throw. I'm next. I'm not going to put a timetable on it. I want a Pee Wee Herman shirt, though.
I would, too.
I want a Pee Wee Herman shirt with Pee Wee Herman standing next to his big red bike.
I used to love the big red bike. And remember when he used to get on the scooter and ride off into space?
Yes.
Oh, Lip, you don't know anything about this.
Remember, Terry the talking chair?
Terry the talking chair?
No, Cherry, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I didn't know it was a talking chair.
I was about to say, it's Terry down in Australia, talking chair?
No, that's Terrence.
Oh.
His last name is Ryan.
So he's not the talking chair.
No, but he has two first names, just like Paul Rubens. Oh. So now they have something in common.
But that's okay because he's a fatnatic.
Exactly.
This show is ridiculously stupid.
Are we still in the opening?
Yeah.
Is this the opening of the show?
Yeah, we haven't even
gotten to like the body of the show.
I know.
Is it time to actually start the show?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Lip, I'm really sad that you didn't have a childhood.
I'm sad you're not a fatnatic.
Oh, I switched off the band. I have to hit this.
Memorial Day.
Close enough.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Mr. Wonka, I am extraordinarily busy, sir. I just wanted to ask about the chocolate. The lifetime supply of chocolate for Charlie. Well, when does he get it?
He doesn't.
Why not?
Because he broke the rules.
What rules? We didn't see any rules, did we, Charlie?
Wrong, sir. Wrong. Under Section 37B of the contract signed by him, it states quite clearly that all offers shall become null and void if, and you can read it for yourself in this photostatic copy, I, the undersigned, shall forfeit all rights, privileges, and licenses herein and herein contained, etc., etc., fax mentis, incendium gloria calpum, etc., etc., memo bis punitor delicatum. It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
You're a crook. You're a cheat and a swindler. That's what you are. How can you do a thing like this? Build up a little boy's hopes and then smash all his dreams to pieces. You're an inhuman monster!
I said good day!
It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
From the city of Glendale, in the Grand Canyon State, it's the world's funniest hit internet radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now Arizona's most beloved fat guy, here's Corey Blaze.
She told me don't worry about it. She told me... no more.
Maybe I can't sing the song because I'm not Canadian. You know that he's Canadian, The Weeknd?
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I just thought he was on drugs.
I like his hair.
That's what I'm going for.
Please don't. We got to talk about that in a second. All right, ladies and gentlemen, live Fat Guy Radio Show, live from Arizona, U.S. of A, and broadcast in 79 countries with over a quarter of a million downloads worldwide, heard by the best people all over the world. I can't. Lip, I need that sounder programmed on every bed now.
Got it.
So I
got
to be able to hit it at any time we say it, right?
Yep.
All right. Intern, the formal intern, the intern. That's not the intern. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That is our executive producer, Philippius, over there.
Hello.
Also pronounced in Spanish, Felipe.
Si.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Sad dude.
For our live stream viewers, we like the show to be interactive. Tweet me and the guys at Fat Guy Radio Show or comment on our Facebook Live. Like and follow us on our Facebook and Instagram pages. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. Today's show is brought to you by Target. The little guy, oh Lord, hallelujah, is revving up to go back to school.
Yes.
Taking his ass back to learn and expand his cranium.
In a new grade.
He ain't happy about it. I am happy about it. He ain't happy about it. I am. But he's heading back to school, and I'll be doing a lot of his back to school shopping at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Their back to school deals have arrived. Join me and stock up on supplies. They will be 50% off the Yobi supplies. Bic and friction items will be 20% off. In addition to school supplies, locker decor and accessories will be 50% off. Such amazing deals. I can't wait. Sorry, Target. I can't wait to get started. And when I do, I'm going to get started at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. And you should too. Target. Expect more. Pay less. Cover me, boys.
I hit the wrong buttons.
So everybody saw me. Everybody, I don't know why I just got all choked up over something.
You had a cotton ball wind chime in your face.
Is that what it was? Target at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. Target, I'm so sorry about that.
Sorry about that, Target. We love you, though.
We do love you. what is going on? Is it the weather? Is it the monsoons?
It's the haboob.
It's the haboobies.
So finally, we get hit with the haboobs. We finally get the storms.
But they're not even, like, big.
They're not.
Even, they're not hitting us as hard.
No, it's like the outlying areas of Arizona are getting the brunt of it. Like
but
Apache,
the valley's not getting nothing.
Like Bullhead Apache City Junction. There's
Maricopa.
There's four people in Apache Junction, and they all die every time there's a monsoon.
Yeah.
And then Maricopa. And then what's that city you used to work out at, the jail where they got
Florence.
Florence gets hit with the biggest haboobs ever. And the only
like those are like triple Z's haboobs.
Yeah, those are like big haboobs where you just want to, you run into the city of Florence, just go right.
I want to motorboat the hell out of those haboobies.
Motorboat them, a bitch. But the haboobs are like the monsoons suck this year.
Yeah.
So far. We're not in August yet. Usually that's when they hit hard.
You know what? I want Ramageddon again.
Me too. I do too. I went over and above planning intricate plans on how to avoid having to pay my exterminator to protect my house from the bugs that like to come inside my house during the monsoon. I took months planning and executing a plan that has been flawless to this point, so I think, but my house has not been hit by any heavy rains thus far. And then when the rains do hit, they're gone in this blink of an eye. You know what the most monsoon damage I've had?
What?
My trash can lid opened up.
Wow. Not and then it shut back.
It didn't even have the balls to fall over into the street. It just opened up and DT hit them switches.
I did.
It just opened up the lid. That's all. It just bloop. It flew the lid open. That was the extent of the monsoon damage that I've had at Casa La Blaze.
Dang.
And that's it. It sucked.
You know what? I got hit with the monsoon in South Phoenix.
Did you really?
Yeah, and it was pretty bad. It was.
Are you sure it was a monsoon? And
it was
wasn't
Sunday
just like,
night.
It wasn't a game
and luckily,
fight or something.
Luckily, I built that wall on the border because there was a tree that tried to get over and landed on our wall instead of my house.
That was it?
No, that was it.
Was it a huge tree?
It was a freaking Palo Verde tree.
Oh,
and it's
those
freaking
are
like
huge.
Yeah, and it was blown over, roots out of the ground, and it was laying on the wall. And luckily, that wall was strong enough to hold it up to where it didn't hit my house. It would have hit my front door.
Oh, that would have sucked. You know what? I have that fear, too, because my neighbor, Linda, has a huge tree in her front yard that's right near her front door. That's right between her front door and my front door.
Oh.
And if that tree ever goes down, it's going into one of our houses. There's just no way. It has a 17% chance of falling towards the street. But even then, the roots, I did the math.
Yeah, I'm like, 17.5%
chance. 17.6699%
chance
of it. You know what we need to do? We need to get Terry up here from Australia. He plays in the bushes and the trees down there. He needs to come up here and trim up some of these trees so they don't blow over.
Oh, yeah, he does do that, doesn't he?
He does. He plays in the bushes and plays with bugs and bugs and plants.
Bugs and plants.
But my neighbor, even if the tree does fall towards the street, the front of her house is going to get uprooted because that's a big tree. There's no way that the roots aren't going under the foundation of her house.
So you're telling me, you know what, though? I feel like...
You've seen that tree.
I've seen that tree. I feel like, though, it's probably going to go to the street. If it's anything like the NBA... Like, it has a 70% chance it's going to get the number one pick. Even when the number 25% chance and the 50% chance are right there is going to go to the 17.6.
It may get the number one pick, but if it's anything like the Phoenix Suns front office, it will get the number one pick and then push it back the other way.
Yeah. You're right.
That's like the biggest threat that I have on near my property is that. But the most damage I've had is just been a trash can lid that was blown open.
Yeah, our backyard furniture all over the backyard.
You know who is getting smacked upside the head though with monsoons?
Who?
I shouldn't laugh, but I'm laughing. Sun City.
Wow.
The mofos were like, no!
Oh, no! I can't!
What do I do with my walker?
Martha, I'm so glad that my oxygen pump is running on batteries.
Oh, no, I don't know. I'm schmungagging.
I don't know what... You know who lives out in Sun City?
Who?
Grandma Clump.
No, she doesn't.
She lives out there in Sun City. She'd be pissed off when the lights go out. Friend of mine that lives out in Sun City has been posted on Facebook almost every damn night the last week that the lights are out. The power's out again in Sun City.
You know what I do when the power goes out?
Get naked.
Go to sleep.
What?
Yeah.
That's boring.
The power is out. That means they know I need to go to sleep.
How can you sleep? It's hot. Because the power means that the power is out. The AC's off.
Who cares? I got...
Open a window.
Yeah, I got
windows.
And
then you got muggy Arizona hair blower dryer wind in your face.
I grew up on swamp coolers. I know how it feels.
I did too, and that's why I learned that ACs are better than the swamp coolers.
And swamp coolers are the best.
You are mad.
Swamp coolers are the best. I repair swamp coolers for a living.
You are insane. Lip still has a swamp cooler. Lip, how do you deal with it?
I don't.
You go to McDonald's, you get those bags of ice, you put them in that little crate, and then you put it up next to the little blower on the swamp cooler, and you call that your AC.
Yeah.
You know why I like swamp coolers?
Why do you like swamp coolers?
Because you can turn the swamp cooler on full blast and open up the windows, and it feels great.
In the fall and in the spring, but when it's 5,000 degrees outside,
nah. With the humidity level at 80%,
with the humidity level at 4,000.99%,
swamp cooler,
you are insane.
Light some candles, get some ambiance. I feel like a Southern Belle.
You light skinned it. That's why, because you don't attract.
It does wonder for my hair. The swamp cooler. I had the curliest curls. I was wilting like a summer rose, but now I just feel amazing.
You don't attract the heat. That's why you like the swamp cooler.
Yeah, I repel it like white people.
There are orifices of my body that sweat when a swamp when I'm just driving by a swamp cooler. Swamp coolers are the worst.
Swamp coolers are to me what popsicles are to you.
Swamp coolers
are your ass.
Exactly. I love a little bit of swamp ass.
That's disgusting.
I wake up every day like, oh God, please let me have swamp ass by the end of the day.
I'm sorry, we have to stop the show right here because the princess has walked into the virtual room.
Isn't she lovely?
Please welcome the P1 of all P1s, Lady K, Fatnatic number one. She is not going to know what that means.
Am I the only one who's going to be doing the handshake whenever we, like, the pretend, like, going crazy? Because you guys are like, oh, Fatnatic.
Well,
I thought we were all supposed to go crazy.
Oh, you're right. Well, Lip, say it again.
Fatnatics? That better?
Yes, and hopefully we can get a good clip out of that so I can make that the show. Everyone, do a freeze frame real quick. Fatnatics. All right, that's gonna be our thumbnail for the show today.
Here's the thing, though: the people that are listening to the audio replay just all looked down at their phones, thinking that it just died because the show went completely silent. I do that, dude. The moment that there is any pause in my phone, I look down like, my battery just died. Everybody's going to think their battery just died.
I'm trying to check the time. Okay. Because I don't want to have to go all the way throughout the show to figure where this thumb is.
Yeah, but we did it at 27:37.
Close
enough. Yeah, Fatnatics.
But now I have to go through and find which one's the steal and which one's actually waving.
You might find a better one.
Well, we'll see because I might find blurry hands.
And this is really inside, but at the end of the show, one of DT's responsibilities is that he has to find the pin screen,
the thumbnail
screen for the live play upload that Lady K goes back and watches 8 times.
Ooh.
But the monsoons, they finally hit. I didn't have a lot of damage, and I love and I hate how our news coverage is about the monsoons. I mean, this is, if you're in Arizona right now, which according to statistics, a lot of people have visited Arizona in the last 6 months for some reason, even after I told them not to.
Mm.
The Tourism Bureau said that there was like a 62% increase in visitors to the state of Arizona.
Why?
Over the last 6 months. What the hell are they doing? There's nothing to do here.
Committing
suicide?
They
want a heat stroke or something.
Well, six months ago, it was really nice, but what the hell are they doing here?
They're still here.
There's nothing to do.
Well, I mean, there is.
What?
Dust bowling.
Dust bowling.
Yeah, you bowl in the dust.
We have Westgate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Well, I mean, you do have Mill Ave for college people.
Mill Ave is so overplayed at this point. When was the last time something cool was happening on Mill Avenue, other than the 4th of July? When was the last time yo ass, DT, strolling for ass on Mill Avenue?
The last time I went to Mill Ave was probably in May, and I went bowling. I went to play pool, I'm sorry.
You know who else plays pool?
Who?
People in Sun City. There is nothing on Mill Avenue that sets Mill Avenue apart from any other part of the
Fat
city.
Fat Tuesday.
Oh, I almost hit the button. Fat Tuesday? There's a Fat Tuesday up by my house at Desert Ridge.
Is there really?
I don't know.
Oh, now you got my hopes all up.
Mata Marta says there's lots of things to do. No, Mata Marta, there are not. Mata Marta, don't start. Don't start this.
No, you mean saying that. I don't want to be that. There's a lot of things to do in Arizona. Hi, guys. I want to let you pick.
It has to start with, hey, guys.
Hi, guys. There's a lot of things to do in Arizona. Hi, guys.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're not going to get on Mata Marta again.
Choking up on the counting balls.
We're not going to get on Mata Marta again. We already hit Terry with his tree hugging bug plan. Terry, don't
bugs and plants and bugs and plants and bugs and plants and bugs and plants.
Terry be scaring me when I be scrolling up through Instagram and them bugs pop up. Scared. Ooh. Terry, I'm a punk ass city boy. If I see a
sissify city boy.
Sissify. If I see a house fly in my house, I'm selling it and
moving. Ooh, remember Flymageddon?
Oh man, when I had Flymageddon in my kitchen?
Yeah.
That was horrible. I had to man up real quick to get those flies out of the house. But I had to defend my honor.
I know, I remember that story.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
It's break time.
Raymageddon, Armageddon, Flymageddon.
I know.
All the Geddons.
What the Lady K says the Mata Marta's gonna stomp our A money sign ES.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means.
So I'm guessing our A monies is this.
Oh, we going to get some monies?
Yeah.
Finally.
Thank you, Mata.
That's what I'm talking about. I did not even plan on talking about the monsoon. Before we go to break, Lip, I know we're up on a break. Just give me a second. Real quick, solemn moment, and then we'll do a funny, funny Waka Waka afterburn commercial. Prayers to our senator.
Yes.
Arizona Senator John McCain was diagnosed with brain carcinoma this week. It's sad news indeed, and I know there's a lot of people that are not fans of John McCain, and there are things that he's done that I applaud, and there are things that he hasn't done. There are things that he's done I applaud. There's things that he's done that I have not applauded. But this is a war veteran. Not only that, he was captured.
Yeah, he was a POW.
So we hate to hear this noise about brain cancer with our Senator John McCain. I had the opportunity to meet him once at GCU.
Nice.
Once at GCU. Very, very nice, genuine guy, but it's just sad. So our prayers go out to Senator John McCain. All right, let's take a quick break. And on the other side of this break, I got to talk some television because I'm watching TV and that damn dancing hot dog. Jesus Christ. Can we be any stupider?
No.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this.
Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show. Afterburn.
I didn't get the alert because apparently I am not trusted with that responsibility.
You don't have Facebook.
I got it back.
No, only because after your life coach advised you.
The life coach.
No, not
no. He listened to the show, got mad, and now he doesn't want to like have any contact with me.
You were telling me that when my face was in your lap while we were sitting here for 3 hours waiting for Philippius, and I call shenanigans on that.
No, I don't even talk to him anymore. I don't.
That grin on your face.
I forgot his name.
That grin. His name is Harambe. That grin on your face.
Harambe got shot.
And that was your life coach.
Now he's in jail.
Yeah.
Was he black?
He was.
Curiosity killed the cat, but satisfaction brought him back, bitch. I know what you're talking about. You heard?
I never heard that.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Amazon just keeps getting better and better and even better if you're a Prime member. Prime membership, trust me, folks, pays for itself. I was watching an infomercial on television this week and went to the website for the product, and it was $24.99. The $24.99 deal from the commercial ballooned when they added like $8 for shipping and handling. I searched for the same product through the Amazon link on fatguyradioshow.com and found it at the same price. And because I am a Prime member, the shipping was free and the item will arrive in about two days versus the 7 to 10 day shipping that the direct website. What these companies are doing is that, yeah, they want you to go to their website because it's a direct revenue stream. But if you skirt the system a little bit, you make out on the end. Because a lot of these companies that are advertising it, even though it says as seen on TV, they're pre-shipping those things to Amazon. They're sending a small amount of their product line to Amazon. I figured that secret out, and I'm sharing it with you. And if you are a Prime member, you save those $7 to $9 and you get it faster because it's already sitting in Amazon's warehouse. This is what Amazon does. So be like me and the rest of the guys on the show. Shop Amazon through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon, the Amazon tab on our website, or through the Amazon icon on our official show app. And if you're on our Facebook page, there's an Amazon link right on the side under our profile pic. You can shop Amazon from anywhere. You've got no excuses, people.
Exactly.
All right, welcome back to the show. I've been doing a lot of TV watching.
No, you haven't.
I have.
Actually, I believe it.
I do. I got some TV show recommendations. I got some TV show recommendations I want to get in. I got 3 shows, but 4 if you're crazy.
Okay.
Okay. So the first show that I've been watching is on TNT, and it's Claws. It's a new series starring that chick from Reno 911 with the big ass.
Yeah, that black chick.
What the hell her name be?
Her name is Fat Ass McGee.
Fat Ass McGee starring Claw.
Queen Latifah ain't fat no more. Go ahead and watch.
She's not fat anymore. Claws on TNT. Dude, this show got me hooked.
It's about the lady with the nail shop, right?
It is the lady with the nail shop, and I'm trying to find the...
The synopsis?
Yeah, I'm trying to find the synopsis so I can give you guys an accurate...
Breakdown?
An accurate description.
Paint a picture with your words.
Yeah.
But they're not really your words. It's something you found on the internet.
It is something that I found on the internet. But this show is so engaging. Now, I wanted to see it to begin with because Niecy Nash.
Niecy Nash.
That's who
we're... More like Niecy Ass.
So Niecy Ass is starring in this
Ooh, that girl got ass.
She
got lumps. She got cakes. She got yams.
You know what that is. Mm. That's government booty.
Government booty.
Government mule booty.
She got that government booty.
So Niecy Nash, I wanted to see it because I like Niecy Nash.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how cockamamie and crazy this show was going to end up being, but it is riveting. Number one, the show started off with a murder, and then now all of the episodes that have followed it are all about Uncle Daddy. Uncle Daddy.
Wait, that's his name in the show?
That's the name of one of the characters on the show. Uncle Daddy is trying to find out who killed his son.
Okay, and Uncle Daddy's the dude who played he was in Breaking Bad, right? He's the bald-headed guy?
I think, yeah, he's the bald-headed older guy.
Yeah, he played the DEA agent who couldn't use his legs in Breaking Bad.
Is that where he's from? I didn't see Breaking Bad, so I don't know.
Yes.
Good show.
He's Dean Norris. Plays Dean Uncle Norris. Daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Roller is his son.
Okay.
And these are all character names. Roller is his son who was killed by Niecy Nash. Niecy Nash's character, Desna Sims. Mm. They went to the ghetto and talked to Shanaynay and got these names. I mean,
this is all based in Florida, right?
This is all based down in Florida.
Okay.
It's all based down in Florida.
I've seen a lot of the, and I've never seen the show yet.
Uh-huh.
I've just seen a bunch of the previews, and I'm like, this is very interesting. I can't wait for it to come on Hulu.
You know what? Watch it on Hulu. It's a recommendation. Watch it. If you get it on your if you get it on your hula hoop, watch it. Watch it on your hula hoop. Watch it on your hula hoop, claws on TNT. Now, here's what really captivated me with this show.
Captivated you?
Which captivated me. No, it wasn't Niecy Nash's gummit mule ass.
Mm.
It was Carla from Scrubs is in the show, Judy Reyes. But hold
on.
Wait,
Carla as in?
Dr. Turk's wife. But here's the thing. Ready, hold your brain because your mind is about to be blown.
She bad.
What rating is this?
She plays an open lesbian.
Oh.
And her character name is Quiet Ann. She don't say but 4 or 5 words an episode.
Sound like me.
Quiet ass.
Judy Reyes as a lesbian? As a lesbian.
TV mature?
No, it's TVMA. Yeah, it's TVMA. But it's TNT, so they push. But you know what? TNT been pushing the envelope pretty far, though.
Yeah.
TNT done pushed it a little bit far. TNT is not showing you butthole, but they're showing you butt crack.
Ooh.
And they are going to the base of the genitals. Yes. And they're doing that.
So I'm going to get to see the cloaker?
You will be able to get to see the cloaker. Here's the thing. I can't believe you made me say that again.
And here's the chokey.
Here's
show me to the chokey.
Here's why where I base it off of is my next TV recommendation, which is another TNT show, Will, which is a story about William Shakespeare before he became the playwright, famous playwright that he's known as now. And they've taken the story, but TNT has done such an amazing job with this show, Will, that they have taken Will, not necessarily putting him in modern times, but they've made the point of him being, he existed back in the 1700s, 1800s, but they have made him so relevant that it relates to current times.
Wow.
And they've done that by the elements of the show. Number one, Will is wearing the clothing for that time, but it appears his pants appear to be skinny jeans. But the way they're put together and the way they're presented, they are clothes that line up with that time.
Wow.
The Robin Hood type time, the England time where it was the battle between
men
the Protestants and the Catholics, where it was men in tights, but it's a modern twist on men in tights. But they still have the whole thing where there's no electricity. Everything's by candlelight. Everything's hand built. You know, it's phenomenal how TNT has put this storyline, this show together. And the story. Now, I've studied William Shakespeare in school because I was a thespian.
Not thespian, lesbian.
I was a thespian lesbian.
Yeah.
And I studied the story of William Shakespeare. So it's really interesting to me how they have, and then you'll be watching something and you'll hear like these modern 1800 sounds. And then all of a sudden you'll hear
oxymoronic, isn't it?
A little bit.
Modern 18th century sounds.
I'm sorry. You'll hear 18th century sounds like a harpsichord.
No, I get what you're saying.
Something like that. And then in another scene, like a chase scene or something, you'll hear a ZZ Top track.
Mm. Okay.
That's how they mashed it. It's a mashup. The production level of this show is outstanding. And the reason why I say that TNT is really pushing the envelope, because there's one character on the show that being gay back in those times, that'd get you beheaded.
Mm.
You trying to get head, but you're going to get beheaded.
Yeah.
You see what I did right there? You see what I did? Ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. I'll be your cruise ship director for the evening.
No, you won't.
Back then, you'd be beheaded for that. But there's a guy that is also a famous playwright that befriends Will, who becomes William Shakespeare, and he has all of these all of these swinger parties, or not swinger parties, what are they called? Sex parties.
Yeah.
And he has them with all dudes, and TNT is pushing the envelope with those scenes. They are really pushing the envelopes down to the break of the nether regions. Mm. You won't see the one-eyed...
No dongles.
No dongles, no one-eyed monsters, but they get as close as they possibly can. And...
No full tallywhacker.
Major, major, major side boobage.
You know, that's like my kryptonite. That's like black man kryptonite.
Extreme side boobage. Extreme side boobage. And no nip. And the sex scenes are not... wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. They put some artistry in those sex scenes. When Will finally puts stones to that chick that's not his wife, that sex scene went on for a good 90 seconds.
Wait.
If Will... you watch it in replay and you slow it down, you could probably get it done. Yes, Will cheated on his wife.
Thank you for ruining that for me.
Oh, sorry. And you can watch it on the TNT app, by the way. So my third TV recommendation.
Are you going to ruin this for me, too?
No, I'm not going to ruin this one for
now. So far, I know that Will's cheating on his wife. And
but you don't know a lot that leads
Janissa
up to
Ash that. Janissa Ash done killed Papa Bear's daughter.
It doesn't happen. Well, the death. And
I know, that starts off the show.
And the Will throwing stones, there's three episodes that lead up to that. So you got a lot of lead up to. So when it comes, you won't even know that it's
King. So I know three episodes of his infidelities.
So the third show that I have, you rat bastard, sexy son of a bitch, Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom.
I've spoken of this before.
Is this about Robin Hood?
No, it's Animal Kingdom.
The Lion King Part 3.
On TNT once again. It's season 3. It's back. Mm. If you didn't watch season 1 and 2, you can catch up on the TNT app. TNT needs to write me a big fat check for all this damn advertisement.
Cut this up and post it.
Send this to TNT, because I am raving about this show. TNT Animal Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, if you like that, if you like Breaking Bad,
okay,
you will arc loads for Animal Kingdom. That family is so ass backwards. They are the like scum of the earth, but the nicest people on the planet at the same damn time.
What?
How they mashed that up with this family is phenomenal.
We're gonna rob you, but feed you breakfast afterwards.
We gonna rob you. And we have made our entire lives based off of the loot that we have stolen. And I'm not talking about, they're not doing stick ups and robberies for a couple of $1,000s. They're doing robberies that net them into the $500,000
grand larceny.
This isn't a spoiler alert because it happened in season one. They went on an army base and took money that was being shipped from the army base to the U.S. Mint.
Mm.
That's how brazen these sons of bitches are on Animal Kingdom.
And they didn't get caught.
Wow. They didn't get caught. I'm not going to tell you no more.
No more spoilers, you ass.
Here's the thing.
You're the spoil king.
Now, if you are crazy.
No, spoil queen.
If you are crazy in the noggin, if you're like Philippius and you're nuts.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or you're like me.
And you're like nuts.
I heard that. That wasn't going to be one that I was going to be listening to the replay back and say, I'm going to sock him in his throat. I got something for you.
Sneak that one in there.
Yeah, if you're like Philippius, you're nuts. And if you're like me, you like nuts. Terry's listening.
I'm glad that one's for you, Terry. We both know that he likes nuts.
Yes, cashews, almonds.
bugs and plants.
Here's the thing.
Hi, guys. Corey likes nuts.
If you want to be completely freaked out,
that was Mother Martha.
Watch The Gong Show. It's back on ABC.
And how is this going to freak me out?
Because it is.
Spoiler alert.
Mike Myers in makeup. As a character that the network, all the affiliates, everybody connected to the Gong Show, everybody is trying to put over this clearly obvious Mike Myers character as a completely separate person from Mike Myers. Mike Myers has not been relevant in the United States
since
for
Wayne's World.
Quite some time.
Mm.
He did the Austin Powers.
Yeah.
And that was probably the last time we heard of his ass.
Yeah, because then after that, he committed suicide after he did the Love Guru.
So, yeah, he should have. So now he has resurfaced as this...
Richard Simmons?
As this fictitious character, and they're trying to put... They sent him on Late Night with Jimmy Kimmel as this character... And they're declining. Everybody's denying that it's Mike Myers in a certain way.
Okay, so that reminds me. There's another show that has somebody doing something similar. I don't know the name of the show, but it's Louis Anderson,
the fat guy.
Yes, the old host of the Family Feud.
And let's see if it's on the board.
Life with Louis. I loved him. He was my favorite.
He was great in the commercial, in the cartoon when we couldn't see his fat ass.
No, I loved him as
I'm fat shaming.
I loved his fat ass. Like, I will kiss all 365 pounds of that round rotisserie booty meat.
Round rotisserie booty meat, Louis Anderson.
Yes. Wow.
That's disgusting. Keep that in mind. Louis Anderson is the extreme version of the Fatnatic. What's so funny about that is that it hurts Lip to take his fingers off the board because he's afraid.
Yes.
There's fear that runs through him.
I just threw something.
There's fear that runs through him. Why do you like Louis Anderson?
I don't know. I think it's his voice. But I saw this commercial for this show, and he turned up as a person in drag. And I was like, I turned to my room, and I was like, whoa, was that Louis Anderson? And I was like, I thought he was dead. And I had a Google. I literally thought he was dead.
Because he's been gone.
And I had to Google, like, Louis Anderson to make sure that he was still living. And, in fact, it was him. And fresh off the Twitter...
Out the what?
Twitter? Off the Facebook Live, Louis Anderson, fantastic in Coming to America, plants and bugs. That was from Terrence Ryan.
Terrence.
Plants and bugs.
Yeah. Was he in Coming to America?
Yes, he was the one who said, see, I'm watching Lettuce. I start off on Mops too. Next week, I'm manning the grill.
Lady K, that was not revealing. You cut that out.
What she said, revealing what?
After I said that Lip is nuts and I like nuts. I know what she said. Lady K, somebody did send me a tweet and say, when did the show become you guys just talking to Mata Martha and Lady K? You know what I tweeted them back?
Go watch the whole show.
Go F yourself.
I would have said, well, if you start interacting with us, we'll talk to you too.
Yeah.
Don't wait until after the show to start talking.
Yeah.
Talk during the show.
Look, talk
today we're talking to Terrence.
We are talking to Terrence.
In Australia.
And he's upside down right now.
With plants and bugs and plants and bugs and plants and bugs.
All right, let's take a little break.
All right.
We'll be right back, and we're going to talk about this.
On our high horse right now.
Okay, so my TV recommendations. Claws on TNT, Will on TNT, Animal Kingdom on TNT, and if you're crazy in the head, The Gong Show on ABC. Trust me, you'll watch one episode of Gong Show and you'll never want to watch another one because Mike Myers is a horrible, horrible game show host. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. If you miss a little, you miss a lot. It's FatGuyRadioShow.com. Plants and bugs and plants and bugs and plants and bugs.
Stop the show. Stop the show. I got a question to ask. Do you have an apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Hey, you everybody, welcome back to the show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Halo. from Halo Cigs. It's the premium electronic cigarette company offering e-liquids to match any smoker's desires. If you notice, I've switched back to my Fat Guy Radio Show blue battery, and I brought in my other batteries just to show you how easy it is to switch out a battery. You got your battery, twist right off. You got your reservoir, nothing leaks out. You don't have to worry about that. Somebody asked me that the other day when they saw me vaping, and they were like, if you turn it upside down, does the liquid come out? I said, no, bitch, it's Halo 6. You take your other battery and just screw it right in place. Boom, bam, it's all done.
Nice.
It's so easy, folks. There is so much to the Halo 6 product. I'm so amazed. I don't think I've said it in a while, but I was a Halo 6 customer before they sponsored the show. And I went to them and I said, look, you guys have this amazing product. I want to tell the world about it. And this is when they were just 3 years old. And they have been with us for quite some time. One of our longest running sponsors ever, folks. I'm telling you, they are available worldwide. They run, they are always participating in events all over the world. They were in England. They were in Japan. They have been all over the place. Halo 6 is becoming an international brand. And folks, we were there at the beginning. So trust me, I exclusively vape with e-cigs. And you know what? I can honestly say this at this point now. I used to do one regular cigarette every once in a while, but mostly doing my vaping. No more cigs at all. Completely cigarette free. 100% nice. Cigarette free. I can't tell you the last time I actually had a cigarette. And you know what? I've noticed an increase in my bank play money. I'm like, the money that I normally would go and spend at the gas station to buy that one pack a week, I'm even getting that back. And that's $25 more of playing money that I got in my pocket just by not smoking one pack a week. So imagine how much money you could be saving. $25 back in my pocket. The e-liquid is just 20 bucks, and the 20 bucks lasts me 2-3 months. Get it. Find out. FatGuyRadioShow.com and click the Halo 6 banner. All right, welcome back to the show. That was a long one, and I get an email every time I come out of the Halo 6 read, and I don't say D-Tay, give it to her one. Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah, give it to her one last time.
Halo 6, I'm vaping, baby.
Okay, the world has proven the fact that we are stupid. No, I'm not talking about the fact that we get distracted because a former football player made parole. We have gotten distracted by what I could only classify as a ballpark condiment. The world has gone mad for a dancing cartoon hot dog.
Yeah.
See, I'm mad about this.
Please tell me, because I cannot be the only person on the planet that has scrolled through their Snapchat or their Instagram or anything to that nature and heard this.
Well, I'm mad because...
What? It's a hot dog!
I think it was like 2 or 3 months ago. No, probably back in April, maybe early May.
Okay.
They had a similar Snapchat filter.
Was it the little bouncing thing on the cloud?
Nah, it was a dancing cow.
Oh, Jesus.
And I don't remember if you remember my story when that was a filter. Every day that was a filter, I had at least 4 or 5 posts to my story of this cow dancing and doing different places. Like, I worked at a school, so at one point it was on the jungle gym. I'm telling little Calhito to go back to class.
Calhito, get back to class and stop playing with those planting bugs.
I was chilling out in the road, talking to a friend, listening to some gangster music, doing some hood rat stuff.
Yeah, just
almost slipped up there.
Almost there.
Almost caught myself.
Quick, planting bugs.
Hood rat stuff.
Little hood rat stuff with his swamp cooler.
And a little Hyde was out there dancing in front of the car.
Wow.
All right. Like, I'm telling you, I was at the ice cream parlor and
there's no such thing as an ice cream parlor.
There is a such thing as an ice cream parlor.
1970 what?
Don't be mad. I was at the local ice creamery.
I want an ice cream parlor.
And little little Dairyling.
Little Dairyling. I think I went to school with
Little
Dairyling.
Was doing the uttermost disrespectful stuff to the ice cream.
Jesus Christ. What the hell? How does this parlay back to the cow?
This is all the cow's doing. The cow.
Oh, this was everything the cow was doing.
Yeah, all the videos of me with the cow. All right? And I thought I was doing the most. I thought it was the funniest thing. And right. My friends were having a good time with it.
You were LOLing and slapping your thigh.
Then they took it away.
Yes.
And then next thing you know, there was no Snapchat. Like, on Snapchat, they give you, like, those stories of the day and stuff. There was no.
That was at the beginning of the Snapchat rollout. That was the beginning of when Snapchat first came out.
No. If you go to your Snapchat, they have, like, those highlighted pages.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Then they have, like, stories of the day.
How long ago was the cow?
The cow was back in, like, April and May.
Oh, yeah, he said that.
It was April and May. And now over the summer,
I wasn't.
Hot dogs come out. National Hot Dog Day.
Hot Dog Day.
And everything freaking, everyone's putting hot dog stories up. So no one loves the cow no more.
So
Chick-fil-A's out of business.
So I asked the turn. I said, hey.
The turd?
The intern, the formal intern, the turn that's not the turn anymore. I says, hey, I know you still have your key card. Without stealing anything, go by the studio and film the hot dog because I know he's into that stuff.
Yeah.
The hot dogs?
Yeah. So I told him to come. He sends me 25 freaking hot dog images and videos of everything of the hot dog.
Wait, hold on. Is AJ watching the show right now on Facebook Live?
Of course he is.
He just said, I see that pun you made off the Facebook right now.
AJ, get off the show. You're not of age.
I know, man. This is grown so grown folks
but
business.
I told him to send me just to do a couple of hot dog videos and put it up on Instagram, just in case there are people out there that are adults that weren't paying attention to the hype.
Yeah.
We are entertained by a cartoon dancing hot dog. Yeah.
Really?
And people are losing their asses.
Now, there's this the thing on Instagram that's called do it for something.
Do it for the hot dog. What?
And like, they got videos of, like, this hot dog dancing on girls' butts.
Wow.
Now, I kind of like those videos. AJ, close your ears right now.
Dancing wieners.
It's a dancing wiener with mustard on it.
I saw a girl twerking on the hot dog once.
How dumb.
Like, she was just bouncing it back. It looked like Janita Ash.
How dumb is this, though? Am I the only one that thinks it's freaking dumb. Am I the only one that thinks it's stupid?
No.
It is pretty dumb.
Mata Martha off the Twitter, I like Mexican hot dogs.
Whoa. Oh, I think those are called Sonoran Mata.
Yeah, they're called, what are they called, Philippians? You should know.
Yeah, Sonoran hot dog. They're wrapped in bacon.
It's the stupidest thing ever. And then we get right along with it. The intern posted up not one but two images of the freaking dancing hot dog.
Yeah, he was all over my board.
Yo, why is everyone attacking me on the Facebook right now?
Because you should never said anything.
They're just coming at me on the Facebook like this. Okay.
All right.
I see how they is
We're
now.
Captivated by the dancing hot dog.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It really is. It really is. But I wouldn't mind if I was the hot dog, you know, being a travel. This hot dog done traveled all around the world now. It's done laid in beds of all these different women. Like, that's a pretty funky song right there.
No, it's not. We're idiots. No wonder why there's going to be Chinese tanks rolling down Central Avenue.
I'm surprised that Snapchat hadn't put a Kardashian filter on there.
All right, that's it. Go to break. I can't do that. I can't do it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick step back right here. And on the other side of this break, folks, it is America F. Yeah. You're going to love this story because it's a story about one of the taste people, the Negroes. All right, folks, this is Fat Guy Radio Show. We'll be right back after this.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, to name a few of the most popular social sites, and Fat Guy Radio Show is on every last one of them. Corey Blaze back here to invite you to find, like, or follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all social media. It's a really cool way to get up close and personal with us through the show. It's not just us talking into your ears for 75 minutes a week. Those days we're not live, we are live on social media. Fat Guy Radio Show Show the most interactive, accessible show on the internet. So find us and share us. And if you discover a site we're not on, let us know. We'll join in just to hang out with you. Fat Guy Radio Show. It's social.
Hi, everyone. I'm AJ.
And I'm Sydney.
And together, we host Little Fella Radio.
It's a podcast we host during our summer vacation from school.
And now we stream live on the Little Fella Radio fan Facebook page.
So come hang with us this summer. Bring a towel to catch all those laughter tears.
Invite your friends and share our Facebook page on your wall. We promise you'll have a good time with us.
Little Fella Radio.
At LILFellaRadio.com.
Come spend your summer with me.
And me.
Little Fella Radio. Part of the BDB Radio Network.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by, I'm trying to get to it, our... I don't have it. Never mind, Lip. I thought I had it, but I don't. Our Afterburn. Afterburn show. Ladies and gentlemen, we do a fifth show a month. And to the a-hole that sent me a tweet that says, Corey, what about the weeks that... What about the months that have 5 weeks? Well, then, mother effer, that we do a sixth show. Jesus Christ. I mean, they just freaking pick at everything.
I'm sorry. We do five. Well, Corey, this month already has five. Well, then we're doing a sixth one.
We're doing a sixth. Who cares? It's an extra show a month, you a-hole.
Gee, darn it.
Jesus. The more the show grows in popularity, the more sensitive people are. You're probably fat and sexless like me. What? Afterburn, folks, is where you can hear us, where we don't have to hold back from going off on guys like that. It's uncensored, commercial-free.
I get naked.
And people get naked. There's boobies. And lots of plants and bugs.
Yeah.
Support the show, folks. It's our number one way we support the show is Afterburn. Afterburn subscription is less than a cup of Starbucks coffee or less than a movie if you want to upgrade to the elite package where you get to actually see all the nudity and plants and bugs on Afterburn. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn. Sign up today and spread the word. All right.
Yeah.
She looked a wrong way.
Oh, that's in the name of love. I don't know why I thought you were throwing that at me.
Did I make it?
Almost. It would have went in if you were throwing it at something else. Oh. All right. So here we go. Trying to find a bed again.
Shut up.
What is this? What are we doing?
America.
America!
Hold on, I'm not ready. Okay, I'm ready.
Are we ready? All right, ladies and gentlemen, when Americans do... It?
I don't know. I can't see the trash.
No, neither can I. Did he make it?
Are y'all done?
No, did he make it?
No.
Okay.
If we had that hoop over there, we'd make everything.
Can we go into the spot?
All right, this is a spot that's been sweeping the nation. It's...
That's been sweeping the nation. What is sweeping the nation?
As when you sweep and squeeze.
If you're going to step on my bit, do it right.
It's when you sweep and squeeze at the exact same time, jerk face.
Who sweeps and squeezes at the same time?
When you have a wet mess, you got to squeeze it up with a broom. Let's go, mother lover.
He said wet mess.
Exactly.
Planting bugs and planting bugs and planting bugs and planting bugs. America, F yeah. America. Ladies and gentlemen, this segment is all about when Americans do what Americans do. And this is also a segment just to prove to Terry that Americans aren't really just a-holes.
Oh, nice.
There are still a few nice people. We're not all Donald Trump. What?
No.
Damn it. He was on the list that we were supposed to talk about today.
Dang.
Listen to say anything about the healthcare bill. Oh, damn it. Say something about that, too.
Son of
a bitch. Dateline, Bridgeport, Connecticut. When someone is just released from prison, the hardest thing to do is land a job interview. Mm. And as you work to put your life back together. Luckily for Aaron Tucker, he did the impossible. Just 7 days after being released from prison, Aaron landed a job interview at Dinosaur Barbecue. So last Thursday, Aaron woke up at the halfway house he went to after being released from prison. He woke up at 5 a.m., put on the only dress shirt he had that was given to him by the halfway house staff and went to catch a bus to his interview. While on the bus, Aaron began to doze off a little, but was awoken by a horrible car accident that happened in front of the city bus he was riding. The bus was forced to slam on its brakes to avoid the accident. Right then, Aaron was jarred awake, and he noticed a car had hit a tree and flipped on its roof. Aaron asked the bus driver if he was going to help those people out. The bus driver had no intentions on helping and told Aaron if he got off the bus, he wouldn't be let back on. But that didn't stop Aaron. He leaped from his seat and ran to the flipped car. He saw a man in the passenger seat. The man in the passenger seat was bleeding from the head. So Aaron reached in through the car window, undid the man's seatbelt, and pulled him out away from the car that had begun to catch fire. Other bystanders from a nearby auto shop also came to help. As Aaron stayed with the passenger, he noticed his arm was bleeding as well. So Aaron removed his dress shirt, placed it over the wound, and put pressure on the man's arm. Aaron stayed with the man until rescue crews arrived, resulting in him missing his job interview. When news broke of Aaron's story, community leaders were amazed at his sacrifice, so they started a GoFundMe page to help Aaron restart his life. It raised over $16,000 in one day.
Wow.
In addition to Aaron receiving countless job offers from employers, one business owner even gave Aaron a brand new business suit to wear to his interviews. The GoFundMe page, as of today, has raised a total of $59,416 in just one week. Aaron told reporters, "I came out here with nothing, literally nothing, but I knew if I worked hard, things are going to come my way."
Wow.
And that is your America F Yeah feature. America, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Dude just got out of prison.
Wow.
Do you know how hard that is?
I don't know. Actually, I do.
It's difficult.
It really is.
And then to sacrifice like a job interview to go save someone that you don't even know.
Yeah. Don't even know.
And then his own, the whole shirt thing is what got me.
Yeah, like, you see this dude bleeding profusely, and what do? Take the shirt off your back. The only dress shirt he had.
Mm. The only,
and you're like,
only one.
It don't even matter. Like, I don't even need a job right now. I just want to make sure you healthy.
I just want to make sure you all right.
He sacrificed his bus ticket, basically.
Yeah, and who was the a-hole that was driving the bus?
Yeah, he need to be fired.
Yeah.
He said, "Hey, bro, I ain't going. We'll post the link up to the full story.
Yeah.
We paraphrase it and cut it down and condense it for time constraint on the radio. But the bus driver pretty much said, "Hey, no, I ain't going to help. I got to finish my route. And if you get off the bus, bro, I ain't letting you back home."
Bus driver pretty much said, "Hey, I got a job."
"Yeah, I got a job, bro.
I had a job.
I got out of prison 3 months ago, and I'm driving a bus now for the city, yo."
Yeah, that was horrible.
That was horrible.
Just jerk face all over.
Jerk face McGee driving the bus up and down the streets of wherever that story was from, Connecticut.
Yeah,
Bridgeport. Bridgepoint, Connecticut.
Point Place, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
We love Wisconsin.
Point Place, Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's 70's show.
And see, Lady K gets it. The reason why we do America F Yeah Point is so that I want to trust and believe the good in all people. That's why we do this segment is to show you that there's still good in people.
Yeah.
Everybody's good. Not bastard-covered bastards with bastard feeling.
Yeah, no matter their background, too.
Yeah, what?
No matter their background.
No matter, dude just got out of jail. He was dropping the soap. What? I'm sorry. I don't understand what happened.
Wow. Is for the hot dog?
That took a turn. No. He was a dancing hot dog in the jail. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
I apologize.
Milkshake
for that.
All the girls to the yard.
All the girls in the yard. And you know what? That yard was being trimmed by Terry. Plants and bugs.
Plants and bugs.
But that's not what it is. Hey, DT.
Yeah.
At the end of the show here, I know we got a few minutes left.
Yeah.
People eat things weirdly.
Yes.
I was watching Food Network, and someone said they like to put salt on their watermelon.
What? Salt. I thought it was pepper. Yeah.
It was pepper before the show, but then I read my notes and it was salt. Thanks for pointing that out.
I'm sorry. Hey.
Yeah, let's bring the pre-show meeting.
You tell us tomato, and then you say tomato. Like, come on now.
Let's just go ahead and spotlight the F guy messed up.
Hey, you never said it's actually salt.
You never told us that in pre-show. If you don't,
I said that there was a story about people that eat weird things differently. Watermelon was one. Okay, I'm sorry. I screwed up. I said pepper.
So we're trying to make sure you're saying the right thing.
Like, yeah, we just wanted to say the right thing. Then
no, you just wanted to point out my inaccuracies and my abilities to follow instructions.
Well, I didn't point out that it wasn't leaped up out of his seat. It's leapt, but I didn't want to point that out. You can't English right now. You're upset. The first thing to go is English.
Okay, yeah, let's
grammar.
I'm the fat guy at this.
Grammar.
He's got the most real estate on his boobs and chest, so let's just pile up on the big fat dude.
Hey.
That's what we want to do.
Where the shoe fits, where in your case, the hamstring.
Watermelon salt.
Okay, I've heard of that. The pepper
That's not weird.
You've heard watermelon salt?
Yeah.
What about salt and pepper and grits? And that's it.
I've heard that.
That's a southern thing that's weird.
That's how my brother eats it.
Tequila has salt too. Mother Martha, you little alcoholic. Go to a meeting.
I heard salt on burritos too.
Salt on burritos. Mother Martha off the Twitter. Tequila has salt also.
Yeah.
That's like, does wine have salt?
No.
Fish does.
Fish does?
Yeah.
But not wine?
No, not wine. Oh. No, not one either.
Lady K,
English out is a line from Little Fuller Radio.
English
That's not
out.
A term we use on this show.
We should probably adapt that, though.
No, we're not. My English
grammar is the first thing to go when you get angry.
You can't
English no more.
I English very well until
can't spoken it.
You guys just pile on me. Grits have to have butter. Amen, Lady K. Grits have to have butter.
Grits only have to have butter if you're from the South or you're black.
Now
your black is showing.
Now my black fell out. Now I'm really going to blow your minds with the grits. Grits and lip. I saw the damn ensign.
You didn't
dang,
give
his
signal.
Lip. I did. I looked at you and I nodded my head.
He saw the sign. Cause showing him a sign, his English is broken.
I'm having a moment. This is not how the show was supposed to. I put eggs on my grits. I was just going to say,
put a fried egg in your grits? Like, that's the bomb.
Scrambled eggs.
No,
on
I like
your
fried
grits.
Eggs. I need the yolk.
I know. I'm not
I
a
love
yolk.
I'm a yolk guy.
I'm with Guy Fieri.
I would drink the yolk like you eat the booty.
What?
What? Did that just slip out?
I don't understand.
He's the hot dog.
I don't understand. How did you? Were you?
Oh, we're talking about weird things people eat.
Were you looking at my plans after the show?
Show me the booty, give me the booty. I love the booty, back up the booty.
Lady K likes it when I shimmy it like this.
Oh, what a booty, shaking that booty. Yeah. I saw the booty.
All right, that's enough of that.
No more booty.
Scrambled eggs on grits, but here's the grits trick, though.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of the grits halo?
What's the grits halo?
The grits halo is when you put so much butter in the grits that when put it in the bowl, around the edge of the bowl is this beautiful golden halo of fat. Artery clogging. I can't English at the end of the show.
He's still angry.
You know what? F it. I'm going home. Screw it. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not. And you know what? Oprah, I was looking at her Instagram, and why was it the first thought that come to mind is that when Oprah dies, how sad it's going to be?
Is she on her way out?
No, but do you know how sad the world is going to be upset?
I don't know, but I feel like 2016 pulled another one. Chester. From Linkin Park.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not mourning that one because he killed himself. Sad that he's gone, but when you kill yourself, not my problem.
So 2016.
Wait, hold on. You just
2016.
You mourned Robin Williams because he killed himself.
No, I didn't. I mentioned.
We did a whole freaking show on Robin Williams. We did a whole show on you mourning Robin Williams, Robin Williams depression, and our battling with depression. So don't sit here and tell me you're not going to mourn because he took his own life. He was battling depression too. You know what? End this show.
He didn't
end the show.
He didn't
say good day.
Kill himself.
I said good day.
Jesus Christ. Where was his mic level at during that? -3?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry about the Linkin Park guy. You're right, Peter.
Thank you.
You're right. Sexy bastard. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all we have for you today. Today's show was brought to you by Something Got to Get Over to the I totally did. Do the whole Robin Williams thing.
End the show.
You did.
Okay, let's get out of here. We got like 30 seconds.
Well, you got
We did a whole show on Robin Williams.
And he killed himself.
And Robin Williams killed himself.
He hung himself with the belt.
I totally forgot. With the belt?
Yes.
I totally forgot that. All right, I'm sorry. Sorry, Linkin Park. I love Linkin Park. They were a great band. I own some of their music. Don't you yell at me like that again. I'll stab you in your damn nutsack. All right, my apologies to the Linkin Park guy. We just plumb ran out of time. We're going to have him on the show today. Today's show.
Oh, my God, bro. Oh, my God.
That was too early.
No, he was too early.
He wasn't
too
ready.
Too soon?
Yes.
Oh, well, I booked him for today. All right, today's show is brought to you by Target. Shop Target at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Target for all your back-to-school items from elementary to college. Target, expect more, pay less. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or send us a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. Interact with us all week long on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For our executive producer, Full Olympias.
Good night.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Good morning.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everyone that skinny people.
That's me.
And,
me too.
And dead people. Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, mourn the suicide victims. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week. See you at the top.
Hello.
Plants and bugs and plants and bugs and plants and bugs and plants and bugs and plants and bugs.